AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia's top aviation official says the Russian jetliner that crashed after takeoff in Egypt broke up at high altitude. What caused that to happen is still up in the air. All 224 people on board were killed. The AP's Noor Yusuf reports the first bodies from the crash are being flown to Russia.
The Egyptian government announced they've searched the site, which spans over 6 miles. For the victims' bodies and the plane wreckage. 163 bodies had been recovered.
President Vladimir Putin declared a nationwide day of mourning in Russia. Flags flew at half staff. One student is dead, another injured overnight at Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina. The school says the suspected gunman is not in custody, and visitors to the campus are being told to stay away. The Winston-Salem State campus was under lockdown for a while today. That lockdown has been lifted. Investigators in New York are looking into whether a medical condition may have caused a driver to smash into a group of trick-or-treaters in the Bronx yesterday, killing 3 people, including a 10-year-old girl. Police in Minneapolis say a 5-year-old boy was struck and killed by a car crossing a street while trick-or-treating. Investigators say the driver stopped and is cooperating with investigators. The winners today at the New York City Marathon for the men, Kenya's Stanley Biwa.
I was confident. And happy to be the winner.
That was Biwott's first major marathon victory. The women's winner, also from Kenya, a repeat winner, Mary Katani.
For me, when I was almost crossing the line, I was very happy. It was really amazing. And twice victory was something great for me. So I was very happy.
More than 50,000 runners are expected to finish the 45th running of the New York City Marathon. In the NFL today in London, it was Kansas City 45, Detroit 10. This is AP Radio News. For the fourth time in the last 5 weeks, The Martian with Matt Damon is the number one movie at the box office.
This is Mark Watney, and I'm still alive. Obviously.
While Damon is riding high with The Martian, a couple of other A-list actors aren't doing as well. Sandra Bullock's Our Brand is Crisis and Bradley Cooper's Burnt were duds coming out of the gate this weekend. Tonight in New York, the Mets need a win to stay alive. They trail the Royals 3-1 in the World Series. Mets outfielder Michael Conforto is not giving up.
With this team, the character that they have, that we have, there's never been panic. There's never been anything like that.
The Kansas City Royals set a major league record with their 6th postseason comeback from at least 2 runs down to win Game 4 last night 5-3. Edison Volquez pitches tonight for the Royals against the ace of the Mets, Matt Harvey. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.